From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Donald Trump is beginning his first full day on the job Saturday as the new U.S. president, following a day of inaugural festivities that lasted late into the night. Mr. Trump and his wife, Melania, attended a number of balls where he spoke to those attending.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you, and we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
While Mr. Trump was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrators took to the streets of Washington and other U.S. cities, as well as in other countries. About 200,000 people are expected to participate today in Washington for the Women's March, organized after Mr. Trump won the election. An organizer for the Women's March talked to VOA about the significance of the timing of today's event.
On the first day after the president is inaugurated, I think that sends a strong, bold message of radical resistance. But we certainly will be releasing a document that has points of unity that does, you know, tell everyone what we're marching for. And so some of those issues, again, are some of the things that I talked about earlier, you know, looking at the intersectionality between women's rights, reproductive rights, criminal justice, LGBTQIA, as well as civil rights.
Women's March co-chairwoman Carmen Perez added that longtime rights activist Harry Belafonte is among the speakers scheduled to address today's march and rally here in Washington. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Foreign